This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Because we can't seem to talk about politics anymore without talking about Twitter, Democratic presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg has set the internet ablaze with a tweet not about healthcare policy or impeachment, but office design. The billionaire latecomer to the campaign said yesterday if he's elected, he would turn the East Room of the White House into an open office where he could sit right smack dab in the middle of his staff. Cue the howls from workers fed up with the trend of wall-less workspaces. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
If the first decade of the millennium ushered in the idea of open offices, the last decade is when they went mainstream, with companies of all stripes tearing down cubicles and walls, putting workers in airy open spaces with those long communal tables for desks, like a big dinner party of creativity, or a nightmare, depending on your perspective.
People laughing very loudly, playing music on the phone, constant distraction.
Catherine Zimmerman, a programmer in Springfield, Virginia, echoes the complaints of a majority of workers who say they hate open offices, according to a survey from Bossbar PR last year. A growing body of research demonstrates their negative effects, from a decrease in productivity and, surprisingly, communication, to an increase in flu cases. So will the next decade bring an end to open office madness?
I don't think any one extreme is the right solution. I think the combination is really important.
Karen Dillon is the author of the Harvard Business Review Guide to Office Politics. She says, frankly, the cost-saving benefits of open offices mean they're probably here to stay, but they could be evolving. Commercial interior designer Mindy O'Gara sees more workplaces adding private spaces, like small conference rooms, secluded corners, and phone booths.
It's designing space that fits the various iterations of work. Yes, you've got all these really beautiful open spaces, but you also have this ability to pull off and be alone.
If that's not an option, Karen Dillon says there are minor changes workplaces can make to better foster concentration.
Piping white noise into it so it mutes the sound, putting sound barriers where possible, not big full walls, but just, you know, things that will absorb the sound.
Kind of like the old-style cubicle. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.